know the pain of separation. We've all been to hell and back again. We've all prayed for freedom in each nation. So today I have a dream. I have a dream. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It's a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will sit down together at the table of brotherhood. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every city and every state. We'll be able to speed up the day when all God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Judge not by how we look, but who we are inside. It's not just what we want.
Thank God Almighty.